I'm just getting to the scene here a little over an hour after the explosion went off on the bus here in Tel Aviv. Came from Jerusalem, and it was pretty clear on the highway even that security forces were on very high alert. They've got the whole area here around the scene roped off. There are all kinds of security and emergency personnel, and it's difficult to even see the bus that was damaged. They're just not letting people very close at all.
Let's wait a minute and do it together.
That is the sound of street sweepers that are busy here on the street. They're getting rid of the glass that was all over the intersection here. I'm here with Eitan Schwartz from the Tel Aviv mayor's office. Eitan, what do we know about what happened?
Well, we're about an hour after the explosion. A bus exploded in the center of Tel Aviv. 20 people were injured and were taken to hospitals, and that's pretty much what we know by this point. We know that the Hamas movement, which has been firing missiles on Israel from our southern border, assumed responsibility for this attack as well. This is something we've seen in the past in Tel Aviv. Luckily, we managed to reduce this type of attack to zero over the past few years, and our streets have been very calm, and unfortunately, this was disturbed about an hour ago.
Since the offensive in Gaza started about a week ago, Tel Aviv has not been normal, though. A few sirens have gone off. There have been incoming long-range rockets. Tell me about how life has changed here for people who live in Tel Aviv.
Well, it's a very interesting question because on one hand, yes, we were under the constant impression that we could be targeted because we know the Hamas has the ability and the intent to hurt Tel Aviv as it has been hurting other cities throughout Israel. And at the same time, it didn't stop life because part of the legacy of this country and of this city is we will not allow terrorism to stop our life. So life went on and life was back to normal. And at the same time, people kept a measure of alert, a measure of caution. So I have kids. My kids go to kindergarten. They went to kindergarten this entire period. You saw people going on with their daily lives. And at the same time, there was something very, very serious happening just 60 kilometers from where we are right now, and we were all following that with a lot of interest and a lot of concern.
If, God forbid, this is a sign of going back to the bad old days, not that old actually, of the second Intifada with these kind of attacks on civilian targets, I mean, what do you do in a city like Tel Aviv? What do you do to prevent this kind of thing, to deal with it?
Well, unfortunately, we're very accustomed to dealing with type of terrorism. And we have developed the security measures to try to reduce this type of stuff to minimum. The state of Israel and the city of Tel Aviv in particular have been enjoying unprecedented prosperity, unprecedented popularity, unprecedented international interest over the past few years. And every type of attack like this really, I think, sets back our efforts to be a normal city and a normal country. And I think we should see this as hopefully a very isolated incident, an incident which, as serious as it is, hopefully will not indicate similar incidents in the future.
Well, we saw the bus in the middle of the street with the heavy damages. Patients are being taken out by Maged David Adom medical teams, being treated and immediately taken to the ambulances and off to the hospital, which is nearby. It's about 2 minutes away from here, with the Tel Aviv Medical Center. Some of them are suffering serious injuries. One young female lost her upper limb from the injury, from the blast. Others have penetrating injuries from shrapnels and due to the blast because they were inside the bus. And that's what I can tell. We have about 14 casualties and three of them are badly injured.